Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Isn't it interesting the different types of polls that people will vote in? Now, while I can understand voting for our favourite TV program or book, and even for the best flavour of crisps, would you vote for the best famous last words? In a survey, Spike Milligan's famous last words got the most votes with his, "I told you I was ill." Second was Oscar Wilde with the words, "Either that wallpaper goes or I do." And Peter Ustinov's contribution was, "Please keep off the grass." The survey was carried out by Marie Curie Cancer Care and was aimed at breaking taboos surrounding death. For many, dying is no laughing matter and is something to be ignored and avoided at all costs. We all know Benjamin Franklin's famous words, "The only certainties in life are death and taxes." Are you more leaning towards the Stephen Dawkins view? Nothing more? It's the end? Do you believe you'll meet your friends and relatives again, even when you're not sure about the whole God thing? Do you believe your dead relative is watching over you and looking after you? The Bible says something very curious about death. Oh, death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? For those of us left behind, when we believe in Jesus, something happens inside. God reveals to us the bigger picture. Their body is still there in front of us at the chapel service, but they aren't there. Their spirit has gone to a place where God says there is no more pain or suffering, where God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So in effect, they never died. They live on. They just passed into the realm Jesus spoke about to Pilate. "My kingdom is not of this world." And that gives believers an extraordinary peace during the funeral service and for the rest of our lives that we cannot explain, other than Jesus is real and what he said is the reality. In the light of this, maybe we should have voted for the famous last words that came third in the survey, Frank Sinatra's, "The best is yet to come." I'm Aaron Wright.